Our help and our only expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and never forsaketh any work begun by his hands. Amen. Grace, peace, and mercy be granted to thee in the beginning, multiplied richly by God the Father, by Jesus Christ the Lord, in the communion of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us continue our service by singing Psalter 131, stanzas 1 and 4. The Lord is great with worthy praise, proclaim his power, his name confess, within the city of our God, upon his mount of holiness. And what follows in the fourth stanza. To a portion read to you, what you can find in the Song of Solomon, the third chapter. Song of Solomon, the third chapter. But first of all, we listen to the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Song of Solomon, chapter 3. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will arise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and I would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the ruse and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of myrrh of the merchant? Behold his bed, which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh, because of fear in the night. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold, King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals, and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Let us seek the Lord's countenance in prayer. O Lord, when we are gathered together in thy sanctuary, in this service here in Fort MacLeod, may we ask thee to open thy word, not only to understand, to hear, but to open thy word that it please thee to bring it in hearts, in souls. O Lord, because we have no key to open, we can only do one thing, to close, and that because of our sins, it's our guilt, and therefore we are unworthy. May it not only be a confession, just simple words that are spoken, but, O Lord, let it also be in our heart the experience, and with a longing in the heart, with a prayer in our heart, that it may please thee to open, to save those who live in sin and trespasses, to draw them from their darkness, where they brought themselves, where they are worthy for the damn, for thy wrath. But, O Lord, may it please thee to extend thy kingdom also here in Fort MacLeod. The children, may they hear also what they can understand at their level, that they are jealous about the fear of the Lord, and that they may seek, and not only that, with a longing heart, with a desire in the heart, that they may find also the answer that only thee can give to souls which feel unworthy, souls who know the whispering voice of Satan, Where is thy God? From former times and for this moment, when they lack and miss everything in their own sight, might also be a word for younger people, for parents and their families, for elderly people, those who listen by church telephone. May it please thee to bring thy words in hearts, because we need to be converted before we die. And our life is like a preparation for that day. And how do we spend our time? And how did we spend the time last week and this day till this moment? O Lord, thou knowest how selfish we are, how proud, how angry when there is the crook in the lot. Nobody deserves. All are unworthy for thy blessing. And, O Lord, it's also the experience of thy people. May they hear unexpected a word from above, that it may resound in their hearts, that the work where they pray for light in it, that they may acknowledge it was thy spirit, it was thy power, it was thy word what begun in their heart. But Lord, remember those who stand from afar, burdened with load and weight upon their shoulders, who work their works with the covenant of works to be worthy to receive thy grace, but there is no way from our hearts to thee. And therefore, O Lord, so dependent, so unworthy, even more than before, make room for thyself. Uncovering grace is more worth than most of thy people will see and acknowledge. Uncovering grace is more worth. It's the way wherein it pleases thee to make room for him. In his lips is grace, that he will speak that grace to those, and that there may adoration and joy in the hearts. Not longer the darkness, that they see the light coming from that fountain, the Son of Righteousness. Remember, O Lord, the work in thy vineyard here in Fort MacLeod. An elder read a sermon this morning. And, O Lord, remember also our brother and friend, Reverend and Hollander, who serves Clifton for many years already, bonded in the midst of this congregation. May it please thee to bless his ministry in the midst of this congregation. O Lord, remember also student Molyers, who is privileged to speak an edifying word in the midst of the congregations. Give what he needs. And also the other students at the theological school, also the deacon in the midst of this congregation, who was accepted to become a student in the fall of this year in Grand Rapids, Deacon DeLue. Grant him also what he needs in what is before him, his wife and child. Remember, O Lord, the congregations in southern Alberta, also the branch in Calgary. May they experience that it is in thy favor that they shall become a congregation. Remember those who are afflicted, burdened, who mourn, who bear several crosses in health, or what they need in families and marriages where love has gone. Even then, O Lord, remember those and cast out all our thoughts who try to buy or to sell, even when we are listening here. Cast out everything what hinders and remember thy servant. Once again, he meditated for this sermon, gave what he needs, and may it please thee to give also under the midst of this congregation, Aaron's and hers, who pray and do their prayers for the ministers, and that they may receive a blessing undeserved only for thy covenant's sake, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us sing Psalter 116, 116, stanzas 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4. As pans the heart for cooling streams, when heated in the chase, so longs my soul, O God, for thee and thy refreshing grace.
Thank you.
with the help of the Lord God, I'd like to draw your attention to what we heard from the Holy Scriptures, Song of Solomon, the third chapter, the verses 1 through 4a. And there we read God's word and our text. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. The church bride seeking Christ. Firstly, how she misses Christ in her bed. Secondly, how she seeks Christ in the city. And thirdly, how she finally finds Christ. The church bride seeking Christ. Firstly, how she misses Christ in her bed, verse 1. Secondly, how she seeks Christ in the city, verses 2 and 3. And thirdly, how she finally finds Christ, verse 4a. It was a searching question of Jesus to Peter, Lovest thou me? What should you answer? Or must I say, what could you answer? Lovest thou me more than earthly things? More than your desires? When you think about all the things that you can buy or what you want to have? More than all the solutions about your questions, about your life's journey? Lovest thou me? It includes, beloved congregation, everything. Will and woe depend on this. For instance, we read in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22, If any man love not the Lord Jesus, let him be an anathema. That's quite something. Lovest thou me more than your brothers, Peter? More than your colleagues, lovest thou me? Maybe you say deep in your heart, I lack everything, I'm unconverted. I can't open your heart, but I can try. The prayer in my heart, I sincerely do to make you jealous, that you feel that you lack, to make you jealous. Longing, yes, even that longing is a gift given by the Lord God. What's your answer? What do you like? What do you love? Eat, drink, and be merry? That shows in your life that you doesn't love him. What is necessary to love the Lord? The true faith. It's a gift, often called regeneration, conversion. But what is that true faith? Such a people need him, the Lord, as the anointed sent by God who intercedes with his blood for atonement of sin and guilt. Are there among us? This shows in their life as a fruit of seeking Christ, which can speak to the heart, I am the life for those who lie in the midst of death, for those who lack everything, who feel their guilt, who must confess their iniquities and trespasses, and a desire to go in the Lord's ways, to listen carefully and attentively to His word. Is not always the same. No, it isn't. And the Lord arrests you in His service. You feel what you miss, what you lack. And you do your prayers and listen very attentively. There is love that came in your heart. You cannot give it a name, but it is especially love given by God. And you're not longer listening to your relatives, to your friends, to your classmates, but just listening to the Word of God. After a certain period, it has become so automatically. It's true, of course, you're sitting and listening here, but strong bond of love is no longer experienced. It disappeared. And then it's like the Song of Solomon points out, and also in spiritual life, it's life is summer and winter, day and night, light and darkness. There is an interchange between that. For instance, we read in chapter 2, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the time of the singing of the birds is come. And even God's people are mistaken when they think that there will be always joy of spring and summer fruits. Also, winter time is necessary. Why? Why? For uncovering and taking away false grounds. Winter is necessary also. Yes, I know. Me too, I like to experience that the Lord God is nearby, that I can taste and smell His fruits, and that it resound in even in my soul. But I tell you, uncovering grace, after that you received grace and the Lord begun a good work in your heart, is a very great gift, because it's a great thing to be take away the false grounds in my life, such as my emotions, such as the remembrance of the teardrops when I remember a certain sermon, or when we sing together certain psalters, or when you remember maybe there are someone who are like collectors, that they can conclude when they look upon their life journey, their conversion, that it must be, should be the work of God. But beloved ones, the true faith look forward with a desire that the Lord pleases Him to reveal Himself to my heart. Once again, even when there was encouragement, even when the Lord provided, that I could experience that He was nearby, but I lost. Why? I was proud of my conversion. I was proud that I could conclude I was a child of Him. False ground. There is only one ground. One ground to seeking Christ. It brings us to our text. The bride, who is she? Wealthy? No. On the contrary, very poor. The bride, who she is? Shulamite. Is she called in the Song of Solomon? Actually, when we hear to the Hebrew text, the most solemn song, the most highest song ever sung, because it's not only the bride came from afar, is the image of Israel, actually. Of course, Shulamite is a person, one of the brides of the wealthy king Solomon, but also an image of Israel, God's people. Not total country, the people in Israel, are they all God's people? No. It looks like you are faithfully attended this church services, and I'm happy with it. But it doesn't mean that you are a child of God. A true child of God who fear the Lord needs also one. And there is a bridegroom, the rich, wealthy Solomon. But he is an image of the Lord God. To be precise, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to serve in the midst of guilt, in the midst of enemies, those who like that enmity, who live in their enmity against the Lord God and His commandments, who came to serve. He is the bridegroom, yes. And He has ransomed her from sin with His blood. Therefore He came. The bride is saved by the bridegroom, not only by His gifts, which she, the bride, God's people, like to experience. That's no ground. That's not a fountain. The fountain is His precious blood. No, the redemption, what is to be found in Him. And here we listen by night. It's dark. You can understand that. Night, then it's dark. Also here in the town, in the city of Fort McLeod, even when you have some street lights. But normally spoken in the countryside, outside here, it's dark. By night. Do you know what that means, by night? Morning, of course, that's night, that's dark. Your concerns about your health, of course, that causes in your life also some darkness. But there is a darkness to be found on earth. What is a gift from above? Because I try to seek my own solutions by night. That uncovering grace that I experience, that I miss the Lord. He is no longer nearby by night. Are you made honest by the Lord God and His Spirit? I can tell you, even when it is night, it is dark in your soul, people of God, you will not deny that. No, don't talk about it as if it is a thing that I am a child of Him. But even when it is dark, those people try to speak how the Lord is and what is to be found in Him. Even when they feel their darkness by night. Once an experienced elder told me, try to speak in such a way that you can make other persons who are unconverted jealous. And when you feel you are in darkness, confess it on your knees with a prayer for the Lord God. By night, we read. By night, it's completely different than I expected. I thought before, and I hope that there are also in the midst of us those who know about this, I thought it will go from victory to victory. But it went not from weak twilight to full daylight. It has become night. And it means missing the bridegroom and full of my own cares. Shulamite does seek the Lord, but we read, on my bed. She seeks on her bed. So you can say that's a good thing. She's seeking, she's busy with that, but she's still, we must speak about, she is not awake from her spiritless condition. She is seeking, she is telling to herself what she missed. She think about how it was when the Lord appeared. She thinking about how her situation at this very moment is, but remains in her bed. We know that. And I be very honest. I know it myself. It's not to complain about the Lord. Just myself. Do you know what they do? Poor me that I miss him. Sad me so long time ago that I heard his voice, his call to in my soul. That's remaining on bed. It's true, of course it's true. But it's, and maybe you hear it, it's the I in the center point. Poor me. Not a dishonor. Yes, they can confess it, they can speak about that, but don't experience it actually. They miss, but the seeking, I sought him, it's too weak to break through. I sought him. Did you do that once? When you were admitted in the hospital for a treatment, for an operation? Some people seek the Lord in times of needs and wants. But when the cares of life come, everything becomes as it was before without God. Is it you? Or there are also people in every congregation, in Lethbridge, my own congregation, and I think also here in Fort MacLeod, almost Christians, I will call them, they seek rest in anxiety and hope in hopelessness. But one thing is for sure, they are not after the means for atonement of guilt. And that's a very important thing. They are not for the means for the atonement of guilt. So the next question is, in the midst of you, beloved congregation, hurts that you have guilt, hurts that there is a gap between the Lord, your Creator, and your soul that there is iniquity and trespasses? Does it hurt? Or are you satisfied that you know that so very clearly? Are you satisfied that you are a conservative churchgoer and knows exactly the true and right doctrine of it? But I tell you, it's not enough. Does it hurt you? And do you use the means? You're sitting here, and I'm happy with it, but it doesn't say anything about your situation, about your soul. And for God's people, they are looking for a surety. That's a great word, it is. But in former days, they like to say, the work of God in a soul uses and needs a surety that reconcile my sin by night. What a gift that the Lord made it night in my soul. I can see nothing. I can nothing recognize. It's night. I cannot stay longer proud on my experiences and the fear of the Lord that I acknowledged in and by my heart. But He made it night. It's gnawing absence that call for fulfillment. I ask you sincerely, I do, is missing Christ an urgent need? Or are you satisfied with what you know in your knowledge, what you feel in your emotion? There will be a lacking, otherwise they will always lack Him. And a true life can't stand without it. It brings to the second thought. How she seeks Christ in the city. One thing is for sure. She knows something. By night, on her bed, it was not so good at all. But one thing is for sure. We read, whom my soul loveth. There is a certain spiritual knowledge given from the Lord God, whom my soul loveth. How can she say that? How can she speak these words? Long time ago, how long we don't know, the Lord has come and did show her what is to be found in Him. That only He can love a wretched heart, wretched person, a guilty soul can love. Where does that love comes from? An eternal love. She loves, but her love is not the first love. It's because of His love is the first love. That's because of the eternal good pleasure, yes. It was His love that He was sent into a world full of iniquity. It was His love. He was despised. And even there was love. That there is a longing here, that there is a desire, that the fruit of His love was to be found in those who miss Him. Uncovering grace, one again, I tell it, it's a great gift given from above. And she cannot hold any longer Oh, my soul, love it. She's not satisfied with that knowledge. She's not satisfied. It goes further. I will rise now. Not longer remaining in the bed. But I will rise now and go about the city. The city, of course, we must think the palace of Solomon was in. You know that? Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel. The residence of the kings of Israel. And the city, Jerusalem, to seek the king. People of God, you must not travel to Israel. No. City, streets, what's that? It's also an image of the place where the Lord is to be found. The streets where the congregation is assembled. Do you seek here, sitting right now in your bench? Do you seek on the streets, of Jerusalem? I don't know you so precise, but I hope that there are in the midst of us here who seek him. Not only thinking about their life, about their wants and desires, but learn by the Lord God to come to the church, to the service, with a prayer in the heart, in their hearts, that they may hear what's going on in the inner room, in their heart. That's better than staying on bed, the street that you are here. She uses the means given by the Lord God. And she's on the streets and the broad ways. Literally, we read in the Hebrew text, the marketplaces, the squares. Many people come together there to meet each other. And you can have an image of it, how it could be in Jerusalem, the capital city. But it's an image where God's people assemble together, where many people who knows him, or some people who fears him. And there they speak not only of about everyday things, but there she, Shulamite, goes with the intention of meeting God's people. Firstly, the streets, the congregation, the sermon. May the sermon teach, instructs, corrects me. The broad way, street, the marketplace, literally in the Hebrew text, to speak and to meet God's people. Is it possible that a child of God can give me the true peace, rest, and grace? No. That's not possible. But they can make me jealous. Not when I hear in the sermon what I must do. Point one, point two, point three, point four, point five. But that they, and that's the longing, received a blessing so unconditional. She tried to do her utmost, and she who tried to collect everything had become a beggar. I sought him O my soul of it. Are there here people in the midst of this congregation who can teach and lead persons with an emptiness in their heart, with a longing and a desire not to bless them, not to speak so soon that they are already a child of God, but to lead them? The Lord uses the means, the ministry, the office bearers, sermons. When you read a good book, do you? When you pray, I hope you will do that too. But also when you meet people who fear the Lord. Let Shulamite be an example for us, congregation. It's a harmful thing to despise the Lord's service by omitting to go to church. Then you're lazy. But only he who uses his means, who he gave by himself, can revivify the soul, whom my soul loveth, a desire. Do you know such a desire? And what I try to say, what I try to preach, is not theoretically. That's just the experience of those who have not enough what they received from the Lord. Because I can't do it with the grace given by him 20 years ago. So many sins which came in between. I cannot live thinking about the grace even from yesterday, and that's nearby. Because within 24 hours, many sins came in between. Are there in the midst of us those who has a desire to be with him? Not to have enough when they think about their experiences, but look forward, but feel like blind persons who don't know the way, like ashamed. They feel shame about what they thought about grace. I put it in my words. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for thy mercy, for thy grace. And after that, I can stand on my own feet. That's to be found. Such a heart have children of God. And here Shulamite is seeking. Again she meets a disappointment. Again, yes, on her bed I sought, but I found him not. In the street, in the city, the broad ways, I will seek him whom my soul loveth. She remembered. She knew about what is to be found in him. But again, but I found him not. And then, verse 3. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Watchmen. Scriptures means here the ministers, the servants in the vineyard of the Lord, who at day and night keep watch over souls, the city, Jerusalem, the watchmen. No, it's an image of the church. Yes, they watch over souls. I cannot convert you. I cannot convert any person at all. But keep watch over your soul. Why? To speak. Like you're born, you're in great danger. Without his service and his reconciliation and a true faith, you're in very great danger. You live and you think. No, you never think about a day of your death. Of course not. Seize the day instead of remember the day. Seize the day. Just join who other people live. Sports, music. To make a career. They are watchmen over souls. Therefore they know the streets and the broadways of the city. Once they lived in the midst of it. But also know how empty the streets and the broadways are. And therefore, watch over souls. People of God, did you ever see persons? Did you ever see souls in your surroundings? Do you know the very first time when you see a soul on the way to eternity, then the Lord converts you? Watchmen. Even a mother can be a watchman over her flock, her children, in her family, and of course in the ministry, office bearers, elders, deacons. And they know the inhabitants of the city. A good minister knows what's going on in his congregation. The culture outside. And also, therefore, the heathen culture outside has a place in the heathen culture inside me. But there is a God that is much stronger than the bonds to sin. That's his eternal love. And therefore whom my soul loveth. We read in our text. What do you expect from the watchman? What do you expect? Do you think that watchman can convert you? Did the word touch you personally? A watchman, a minister cannot give it. A child of God cannot give it to you. But we read here in our text, they found me. Did the word of God found you? Do you know what it means the minister preaches in the pulpit what is experienced in the inner room? Do you know about that? It's a task of ministers to sit next to those people who are afflicted. It's a task. It's just a saying, I know that. It's an experience. It's to say it next to one with many questions in her or his soul. Is that a salvation? To be found when you're sitting here. It's like a refreshment. It's like, yes, it's like an encouragement. Yes, I sought him whom my soul loveth. And I heard what's going on in the inner room. and I embraced what I heard. But it's not my salvation. The means of guilt, for the guilt, the atonement that I need. And therefore, thirdly, how she finally finds Christ. But we continue first by singing Psalter 366, stanzas 2 and 3. 366, stanzas 2 and 3. With childlike trust, O Lord, in Thee I calmly rest, contented as a little child upon his mother's breast. And what follows in the third stanza? Church bride seeking Christ. Firstly, how she misses Christ in her bed, how she seeks Christ in the city, and how she finally finds Christ. It was strong, the love planted, given by the Lord in her heart. And she was clear, humble, to acknowledge that she misses. Because she can speak about that to the watchman. Saw ye him whom I saw? Can you tell me how the Lord converts his people? Can I hear, may I hear, how the Lord leads his people? Saw you. Yes, of course, that too, but more and deeper and richer. Saw you him. What is to be found without conditions in his precious life? What are his fruits? No, not about his fruits only, but his person. Saw ye him? Saw ye him, O ministers, O watchmen, whom my soul loveth? What a strong desire to miss him and cannot miss him any longer. To miss him, my fault, my sin, my guilt. Because I left, I was proud. Earthly concerns took place deep in my heart and in my life. Saw ye him? Oh, my soul loveth. How is it possible? One person, so bad, so guilt, so black, so hard, so cold, and even with love in the heart. Oh, my soul loveth. How is that possible? Can you understand that? I can't. But that's the Lord's work. And with these questions, I try to make a solution. How is that possible? To make it reasonable in my own thoughts. But it isn't. It is not the solution. I just need one, not my solutions, to make it reasonable, even in spiritual life. But him whom my soul loveth, only one, I can be satisfied, never enough. About him and in him, whom my soul loveth, and again disappointed, she didn't found him. Was she angry? Disappointed? To become lazy? To say, well, I did enough. More than enough. It costs my energy, my time. It costs so many things. And even, I didn't found him. Many people, I'm afraid, are thinking in such a way. I did so many things. I did my utmost. And even, I didn't found him. The fault is to be found in the Lord. Dare you say that? The fault is inside of me. Uncovering grace is a gift. It's the way the Lord makes room for, in this situation, more of whom she knew, whom my soul loveth. Minister, how long does that take? How deep are the ways to get there? I can't tell you precise. One thing I can tell about that, so deep that I can't be satisfied with that I miss him. One thing so deep that I must confess, O Lord, in me is nothing. In my life, nothing at all. And I can do one thing. Flee unto him. Yes, but, and then, no. What that's the best place the Lord can take his people. I did wrong, and he did everything well. And we read, how long? Listen, it was but a little. Not far. No 1,000 kilometers. Even no 10 or 5 maybe. Just a little. Farmers know, before the sun rises, it's the darkest in of the day. Even before twilight. And also in spiritual life. A little. It's like we hear, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Are there in the midst of us who have a desire for that moment and are worthy to wait and pray for patience in the hearts and uses the means, and even then, in using the means, are counting for the blessings they could receive when the Lord is nearby? Even that is sin. And here, even when she, Shulamite, receive continuously disappointments. In spite of that, she kept seeking. Do you do that too? It must have been assaulted in a violent way when seeking like to remain fruitless. But she kept seeking, looking forward. How great is the marveling then, all at once, he was standing just before him, for her. It was but a little, an encouragement. And then, that I passed from them, the place, street, Jerusalem here, and then, but I found. I found. And who? I found no grace. I found no fruit. But I found a name. One name given on earth. I found who my soul loveth. I found one who is the bridegroom, who will marry a bride from eternity because of his love, because of his Father's good pleasure, from eternity with an eternal love. I found him whom my soul loveth. And even when I remember this text many years ago, for the first time I heard in my life that there is one that can love such a black and hard heart and soul as I had. And I heard in a sermon more than 20 years ago, a minister preaching, I didn't came to verse 4a, but I was searching whom I saw love, and I didn't know the way. Are there amongst us who don't know the way? Are there? And when the Lord came into your heart at his time and in his way, he will lead them. And I found, astonished, ashamed because I thought it will never come, ashamed because I was concluding in which way the Lord, in the best situation, could provide a blessing for me. I was astonished that he came marveling. And it brings to deep admiration, I can tell you. And she found him whom my soul liveth. How deep is what she saw in him? How much? That's typical, and it seems reasonable. But in that very moment, it's just nonsense to ask this question. Let me tell you one thing. When the Lord comes and takes everything with him, then can be a cup, little one, full of water. And even a basket full of water. Then is good, good, and full, full. Then they see what is to be found in him. Some things I can speak about that are the leadings and the teachings of his people. Even a little child, whom I saw of it, who knows nothing, then they meet him. Or must I say, that's better, I think, when they find him, when he reveals himself, they think that they have everything. Then even they can think that they can die. But it's not that time. So full, so precious, so astonishing. And time and again, there is so many that's to be found in him, the true fountain. What's to be found in him? They just stumble when they think. He, wealthy and rich, what do I have that he loves me and gives his protection, and that I see his reconciliation at one, the atonement, just at one, he that loveth me, who gave everything what he had to redeem, to save, to reconcile. Do you believe that it's the experience of God's people? And I found him whom I saw loving. And it's been said, it's often so short, for a very short period. But I can tell you one thing, I found him. When you taste an apple, and an apple is sweet, what will be the apple tree? Do you know what I mean? When it is sweet, it's a taste for me. And I found him. That means that when he reveals himself, it's a token that he began in my life. And it's a token on my life journey. My eye will open upon your life and your soul. But there is an end, and that comes to your life journey. I found him, not only for this life, but also the better life. Because Shulamite lost him. Therefore, she was begging and crying out of the depths. And yes, she found him because he draws her. Just his love. Just an eternal love, yes. It's also one. Once there will be no separation between the bride and the bridegroom, and they will be united, bought by his precious blood, saved because he is clean, and he will cleanse them. And she found him. She found him. And I can tell you, congregation, you can have many things, but then can you say, I have everything? I have everything, a comfort for my body and soul, a comfort for life and eternity. And I found him, and I tell you, he is still the same as he was in the days of Solomon, until the last day on earth. Amen. O Lord, will bring the words in hearts, in souls, in that of children, parents, elderly people, those who listen with us with church telephone. But O Lord, reconcile what was wrong what was sinful. Take it away, O Lord. Thy name, thanks that thou provided a blessing also for thy servant in this occasion, in this service. Be with us the week which lies before us, school, children, and we have to do our work in all our situations. Remember also our friend and brother, Reverend and Hollander, who will return from Clifton again to this congregation. Give him traveling mercies, his wife, his children also. We ask it for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. We will sing Psalter 152, 152, stanzas 2 and 3. In God I put my trust, I neither doubt for fear, for man can never harm with God my helper near. And what follows in the third stanza.
Thank you.
Go in peace and receive the blessing of the Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
Blessing.